Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, good evening and welcome to the second half of our show. You're turned in to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. My name is Dave Schrader, along with me, my co-host and producer, and our brand new lovely assistant, Miss Ashley, who refuses to get on and talk to us this evening. But she will be back with us next week, and we'll be having her read a little story that she finds for us on the news.
I thought we will.
It's going to be a good time. Don't turn out for it. So, hey, Tim, before we get started here, I wanted to make a couple mentions for people that are interested. You've set up an official MySpace page for Darkness Radio.
Yes, I have.
And right now, if you go to our website at darknessradio.com, it says click here to join our website. It actually will take you to mine, Darkness Radio Dave's webpage. But if you look at my top friends, it's like the number one or two spot on there.
Aww.
So you can click it and please join there. That way you can keep informed with the news of what's going on our show, what's going on with our trips. Plus, it'd just be nice to meet and talk to so many of you. And for those of you that are listening that you feel you have an interesting story to share with us, you know, we'd be more than happy to hear about you. This is how we get a lot of our guests, is people that, you know, like Rick Hayes, our next guest, and Dr. Mitchell Gibson, who was our previous guest. They contact us through our websites, through MySpace as well, to let us know about themselves and what they're doing in the field. So we're able to actually bring them on the show. So again, if you have an interesting story, and let me just tell you this, for paranormal groups out there, you know, we're going to try to highlight a different paranormal group at least once a month now to get it out there. What would really help us is instead of just a quick email that says, hey, we have a paranormal group, we'd like to be on your show, tell me in detail at least one of your really good stories, one of the best investigations you've done. And if you could include two or three of the best EVPs that you have, that way we can play them on the air, talk a little bit about them. And I want them to be really clean and good EVPs. We get plenty of junk. I want to just try to keep it with the good stuff on the show so that people can tune in and hear what you're able to get out there. So please, if you're going to send me a letter, it's at dave@darknessradio.com. Or again, you can go to our regular website, click on the MySpace link, take it out to there, and become friends with Tim and I at MySpace. We do answer all of our emails. And you can also join our official MySpace site. And there's banners, pictures, all kinds of stuff. We'd appreciate your help spreading the word about Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Now we're going to get in with our second guest of the evening. His name is Rick Hayes, and he's the founder of Life's Gift Incorporated, an association that supports his consultation and speaking engagement services. As a paranormal consultant, he has unique abilities. Rick consults on a daily basis with those that have questions regarding life and life after life. He's also an author, inspirational speaker, and a paranormal consultant. At an early age, Rick realized that he had the unique ability to relay messages from those who have passed. And he was born and raised into a Christian environment. His belief in the gift of life and life everlasting has remained throughout his his own personal life through continued faith. And as a speaker and a lecturer, Rick has shared his thoughts with inspiration and enthusiasm to thousands since 2003. Rick's speaking invitations range from small organization groups of 15 members to major events and conventions attended by thousands. Rick's wide range of topics is designed to accommodate each speaking invitation. As a published author, too, his books include Stepping Stones, Thoughts Along Life's Path, and You're Not Crazy, You Have a Ghost. Rick also has a biweekly article, Rick's Life Notes, that appear on the Life's Gift website. And he's also appeared on numerous print and online publications. Rick also appears on television, radio, and print media. And this evening, he was kind enough to join us last minute and join us here in the darkness on the edge of town. We'd like to welcome to the show Rick Hayes. Good evening, Mr. Hayes.
Good evening, Dave. Good evening, Tim. It's great to be in town tonight.
Well, we appreciate having you here with us and sharing your time. Now, as soon as I saw the name of your book, I wanted to have you on. Just You're Not Crazy, You Have a Ghost was a great little title to leap out at me to begin with. So let's talk a little bit about you and your metamorphosis, how you really got involved in the paranormal and your views on these things, and we'll talk about your books as well.
Okay. Well, I truly feel that we all have the abilities that I've been given, so at a very early age, and this is kind of, you hear this a lot, but at a very early age, as early as I can recall, about 5-6 years old, I was actually seeing those that I was told was no longer with us, and I was hearing messages from those that I was told had passed away. Instead of orbs, actually what I see is elongated lights, and along with these elongated lights, I was receiving messages. But I tell you, Dave, all through my life, I kept it private because I didn't want to be considered an outcast. Being a child, I wanted to be a part of the group. And if especially a child, if you tell another friend, a kid that, Uncle Harry's behind you, he died 3 years ago, they kind of put you in an outcast area instead of being in the group. So I kept it private, and I kept it private throughout my life. I kept it up until the fall of 2002. And in the fall of 2002, I had a very unique experience with a very, very dear friend of mine. She was going through a traumatic experience herself. And for the very first time, I shared with her, even though I'd known her for several years, I shared with her about the abilities, my abilities. And I began to share with her messages that I was receiving. And she came in, and about 2 days later, she came in and into my office because we worked in the same location. And she came in, and she shared with me a statement that I feel put me back on my purpose in life, Dave. She said, "You're being very selfish, Rick, for not sharing this with everyone else." And with that statement, I tell everyone, I've never been hit by lightning before, but it felt like I was hit with a lightning bolt because it really struck me hard. I never looked at myself as being selfish. And so I did a lot of, soul searching, and also asked my loved ones, for guidance. And so we began Life's Gift in May of 2003. And ever since, I tell everyone, ever since that day, our first year, our website grew over 400%. And I'm just a regular guy from the Midwest, but I've had the opportunity to share thoughts with those from all over the world ever since 2003. And it's been each and every morning I wake up and it's almost like, what's going to happen today? I can't wait.
Well, that's a great attitude to have. Now let me ask you this though: mm-hmm. Did you start, Rick, having to hold that in? I mean, that's did that start to affect you psychologically?
Well, it was really funny because I really felt I struggled with it, and I really felt like I actually, for many years, I blocked it. I literally blocked it. I even, in college, I took psychology, not so much. I took it for myself because I was trying to find answers, and so I took psychology courses in college for that. But as I share with everyone in seminars, that I feel like, again, we're all created with this, but we block these abilities, and just like I did when I was young. And it's a lot like, if it's a scientific fact that if you place yourself in a cave of total darkness for many, many years and then you walk out, you will not see. And it's the same thing with your hearing. If you go into a cave of total silence for many, many years, you will not hear. And
I came out of that cave of darkness a few years ago after my divorce.
Oh, yeah. So. Been there, done that. But I mean, and it's the same thing with our abilities. We block these by growing up being told it's coincidence, it's imagination, and it's women's intuition, and hearing words like that. So and that's what I did myself. I struggled not so much with my family because my family's always been supportive with whatever our family did, but I struggled with myself because I was trying to. I kept saying, is this really happening? And as you stated in the bio, I was raised in a religious atmosphere because my mom's a preacher's daughter and my grandfather was a very highly respected evangelist. So, you know, I knew there was an everlasting life just through the teaching atmosphere, but I was also getting validations from the abilities I was given. So, yes, for many years, I not so much struggled. I struggled with it, but I forced myself not to have it for many, many years.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Coming from a religious background, coming from a place where you had a very strong evangelical leader in your family, and knowing what the Bible says about people that can speak to the dead, how did that? Is that part of why you've kept yourself in the proverbial psychic closet for so long?
It was a part of that because I was raised in a Baptist Methodist background, and so you know, a part of my learning, and it still is to this day, is reading the scriptures and reading what's been written in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible, but throughout history throughout history, a medium, you know, it talks about the medium in the Bible, and the medium was a lot like a dentist during those days. It was just something that was in town, and so, you know, and a lot of times it's brought up to me, and this is what I struggled with personally, because I was told, you know, if you're doing these things, it's, quote, of an evil spirit, and, you know, and you should run away from it. And I kept struggling with that day because I kept saying,
sure,
well, wait a minute, they're telling me that it's everlasting life. They're telling me that life is tremendous. It's a gift. They're telling me that I should be happy and be joyful because when we complete our plan here on earth, we simply move on. And so because of that, you know, I had to do some research based on biblical documentation, and also did research based on the messages I was receiving.
Did you ever worry that maybe these were coming in from a bad place, disguising themselves at first, telling you the things you thought you needed to hear?
Well, I don't get into a lot of religious aspects, you mm-hmm. know, when I speak, but I do know that I do have a creator that created me for a purpose and gave me a very unique spirit. And so each and every morning, we have a little talk before I begin my day.
Very good. Well, next time you're talking to him, tell him Dave needs money.
Yes. So,
he already knows. So.
People ask me, Dave, they say, you know, well, don't they ever give you lottery numbers? And it's like, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, that's not what it's all about, huh? No get-rich-quick schemes. going forward in your life, then, you develop this technique. And if it's okay with you, I'm just curious if a little bit later on in the show, would you be willing to demonstrate a little bit of your ability, and maybe we can have you do a little mini reading for our assistant, Ashley. Would that be available to you?
Sure, we can see if it comes through. One of the things I share is that, and I've had 11 consultations in the last 2 days, so I've been really
okay.
It's been a busy 2 days, and I just got off the road. So, but one of the things I share with those who I consult with is I don't ask you who do you want to come through. I just see who comes through mm-hmm. because I feel like they know better why they're coming through than we do. So there's
right.
always a reason why they're coming through. So. We'll see what we can do for Ashley.
Great. Now, let me ask you, too. Stewie from our bulletin boards here has a question. Mm-hmm. The voice that you hear, is it a distinct voice or like an inner voice that you hear?
Well, and you'll hear me in consultations a lot of times. It's almost, I share with everyone, there's three basic ways they come through for me. The first way is what I call verbal thought. And it's a lot like if I was sitting next to you right now, Dave, and leaned over in your ear and whispered, hey, tell Tim this,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a whispering type. It's almost like that, but we got to understand it's not a speaking voice. It's not a physical speaking voice like we have. So sometimes it's really hard. You really got to listen. And then the second way they come through, and I mentioned it earlier, is when I'm in a personal face one-on-one consultation or person-to-person consultation, a lot of times they'll share with me an elongated spirit, what I call a spiritual energy, an elongated light. And it's usually around the person. This, again, is to help me to know that there is someone that's a loved one is here for them. And then the third way is I don't know these people from Adam. So a lot of times if we cannot understand who this person is, what they will do is they will give me an actual physical body image of how they look like when they were in their physical body. And so then we can help determine who they are.
Well, let me ask you this. We just spoke to Dr. Gibson, and he said that he believes that we can have attachments, spiritual attachments. Another spirit can attach themselves to our aura, to our spirit, whatever, and we can take them from lifetime to lifetime. Have you ever had the, I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but do you believe that when you're doing a reading, has it maybe ever come through for the spirit that's attached to you,
well,
as opposed to you?
And again, I'm still learning, and I share with everyone, when I complete my plan here, when I move on, my creator may say, sit down, Rick, we got a lot to talk about.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want to use, I do want to use the word attachment, but I don't, because my feelings are that loved ones, you know, when they're here, and like your family, mm-hmm. you know, they're around you, and they, and when you grow up, and they're loving you, and they're giving you love, and they're giving you protection, giving you guidance. And when they move on, they're not going to stop. They're still going to be around. They're still going to love, and they're going to protect you and help guide you in your daily life. And it is an attachment, but it's more like a loving family attachment. So I don't feel like they actually connect to you, you know, because...
No, well, I guess what I was talking about is that, you know, it's believed that you can get attachments. Like, you know, I go into a bar and a spirit mm-hmm. that likes, you know, was an alcoholic and now I'm an alcoholic and it might attach itself to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got a spiritual attachment. And then when you're sitting down to do a reading, could you be actually reading not the spirit that's attached to me, but reading, you know, spirits that are coming through for that spirit that's been left here? Does that make sense? Do you follow my questioning?
For example, if we was in the bar and if we had someone from around that bar that was coming through,
Okay, I die. I was an alcoholic. Okay, and
okay.
I'm hanging out in a bar to kind of leech off the energy and the power of the other alcoholics that are still alive and in the bar.
Okay,
you're there. You're an alcoholic. I kind of attach myself to your soul or to your aura, whatever you believe it to be. Now you leave, and I'm just kind of milking off you forever, right? I mean, this is kind of an energy vampire situation, I guess, is the way it kind of
okay.
looks like. So now, first of all, is that something that you believe can happen? Can a spirit attach itself to you?
Again, I only feel like they would attach to you if they feel like they can help you in some way.
Okay, so you don't think that they'd need it like a drug? They're just trying to leech from you what they no longer have in the physical form?
No, because we're going back to the example we're using, Dave, of being an alcoholic and drinking. That is an earthly form. That is an earthly action reaction. So anything earthly is not taken with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what I guess then my question was, so you're alive, I'm the spirit attached to you, and you sit down with a medium. Could the medium be reading the relatives of mine that are trying to come through and pass a message on to me, and that's why it doesn't make sense to the person in the room? Do you follow that?
Absolutely. I'll give you a very good example. I had a consultation this afternoon, and I immediately, it's almost like someone just kind of said, hey, we're having a conversation here. Come on in and have it and tell them your message. Because what happened in that example was I was talking with her and I said, you work with a friend that her mother has recently moved on from cancer and she needs to know she's okay. And, you know, she was kind of going to be kind of like the messenger. And she actually came through, and it's only because she knew I would be able to relay the message.
Okay. Now, when you're out and about and you're doing this, I mean, how do you do the spirits of the loved ones come through to you, did you say? Are you seeing Uncle Joe standing behind me telling you these things, or is it a spirit guide that you're working with?
Well, the question often asked me is what are my feelings on spirit guides? And you know, I know that others in the industry feels we have spirit guides. My feelings are that spirit, who better to guide you in spirit than those who knows you and love you? And just like my grandfather, who I mentioned earlier, who was he actually moved on when I was about a year old. And by the way, I keep using the word moved on.
Right.
I don't use the word death or dead because the definition of those two words is an end. And there is no end in life. We just simply complete our plan here and we move on. So I try not to put that in my vocabulary. But my grandfather moved on when I was about a year old. And he's with me. I mean, he comes through a lot for me, and he actually guides me. He's been guiding me a lot ever since I finally understood that I was supposed to be bringing this out in the public and helping others. So he's my spirit guide. But, you know, my feelings are the spirit guides are the ones who really love you and really want you to understand your purpose in life.
All right. Well, Rick, we're going to take a quick break. Everybody, thank you very much for tuning into the show. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're going to be back more with our guest, Rick Hayes, right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I got to pay.
Just Don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the seven bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35-45 minutes. Just might open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Thank you very much for joining us here on the show again. This is your host, Dave Schrader. Our guest this evening in the darkness on the edge of town is Rick Hayes. He's the founder of Life's Gift Incorporated. Are you a medium? What's the title that you carry, Rick? I don't know what to say. I don't want to call you the wrong thing.
Well, actually, when I became public, per se, I had a little struggle with calling myself a psychic or a medium, and I really did some research on what I really wanted to be called, and so I just decided I felt the most comfortable with paranormal consultant.
Very good.
So that's, the abilities I have has been called a psychic and medium. Just call me to dinner. I'll be happy.
Okay.
Me too.
Well, now talk to us about your book, You're Not Crazy, You Have a Ghost. What does this book cover?
Well, that was actually the first book that I wrote, and it actually began with a friend of mine who had just recently moved. She had moved into an old 1906 Victorian-style home, and her husband and her family actually moved in to renovate it back to its original splendor. It's a beautiful home, but immediately when they moved in, they immediately began having paranormal occurrences. They were having not just one cabinet door in the kitchen, but every cabinet door in the kitchen opening and shutting at the same time. And they were having lights flickering and TVs going off and on, and actual droplets of blood appearing on the stairway, on their main stairway. And they were seeing images going down the hallway. And it got to a point within 2 weeks, they were ready to move out of the house. So one day we were actually, I heard her speaking with some other friends of ours, and she was actually had some pictures of the house, and she was talking about the things going on. And again, I had not shared with her my abilities, and I just asked her if she would mind if I just went to look at the house, and I told her I would like to see what they've been doing with it. And we went to the house, and as we was going to the house, she began to share with me about these things going on. So I finally shared with her about the abilities I was given. And as we were going, and so I went back, went over to the house several times, and one evening we was actually in the kitchen, we were standing there, and she said, Rick, just in the few times you've been here, you've been able to help us to better understand that this is not really haunted. They're just wanting to get our attention. They're wanting us to understand the messages. And she said, you need to write a book, because I'm sure I'm not the only one who lives in a house like this.
Right.
And I looked at her, and I said, well, you ought to write it with me. And she said, that'd be great. She said, I can share my experiences in the home, and you can follow with each chapter that I write about why these are occurring. And she said, I don't want everybody to think I'm crazy, but I do have a ghost. And I looked at her, Dave, and I said, that'd be a great title. You're not crazy, you have a ghost.
Exactly.
So, and that's actually how, and I spent almost about a year and a half just going over there because, well, the original owner was there and was sharing many messages with us, and then we had some other entities in there, energies in there that was wanting us to understand the messages also. So it continues to this day to have occurrences in the home. It was so, David, the house was so having so many things going on that it was before they bought it, it was a business, and the people that owned the business, they told her later that one person wouldn't stay there by themselves. And it was empty for about 2 months before the business bought it, and the police wouldn't even go in the house in the middle of the night.
Really?
Because there were things going on in the home. But, you know, the whole key to the book is, we share in the book, is I have a statement I wrote in the book. There's a famous leader that stated, the only fear you have is fear itself.
Right.
And I expanded on that in the paranormal industry. The only fear you have is fear itself. But to understand will eliminate that fear. And it's all just a matter of understanding why these occurrences are going on.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you ever find yourself, have you ever faced one of these places where you were afraid to deal with it?
You know, I really haven't. I've been to many. I've been to, I was just at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, just this past weekend,
and it's considered, great.
Yeah,
right, with the big symposium that was going on there, the little conference.
Yes, yeah.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley
great people.
Great, okay.
I was one of the speakers, and we had a great weekend. But you know, there I've been to the Waverly Sanatorium. I've been to Fort Pulaski in Arkansas. I've been on Navy ships. I've been, you know, just and all these places. And every time I go in, you know, they say, oh, there's going to be, you know, especially there's going to be things going on. And, you know, are you a little worried? And it's like, no. You know, I've been around this all my life. So I know that, you know, for one thing, my belief is, Dave, that evil is created on earth and evil remains on earth. You know, evil is not a part of when we move on. And so I never have anything evil really that comes through for me.
Is it like, and I hate to break it down to TV mm-hmm. standards, but like the TV show Ghost Whisperer, the episodes when it starts off scary, it's more just a frustrated, angry spirit trying to get their point across. And as the episode progresses and Jennifer Love Hewitt's breasts solve the case, Jennifer Love Hewitt solves the case, that she is able then to help them, you know, maintain back to who they were and everything. Is that usually what you find, the anger and the frustration is more not scary, not trying to spook you, creep you out? It's just, hear me, help me.
Yeah, and I tell you, Dave, I share in the seminars and the books that I write that a lot of times when we receive what I call physical validations, you know, the pictures falling off the wall and or the, you know, things flying across the room, they're basically trying to get our attention because we don't listen to them. We don't listen to the messages that they're trying to give to us. So what they have to do is give us something concrete and say, and basically what they're saying is, hey, I want your attention. And we perceive it as being evil when basically what they're doing is trying to get our attention. And there's been many a times when I've had physical validations, you know, around me, and even myself, there's been, you know, there's days that I do not focus on the messages I'm receiving, and there's days that I receive physical validation saying, I've got a message for you, pay attention.
Well, Rick, when you're doing this though, and you're getting the validations, mm-hmm. From these people that are so frustrated and trying to cross over, and they're knocking stuff over to get your attention, but I still can't hear it. I still can't, you know, it just spooked me that the picture on the wall fell off or the door slammed by itself. What message was that to me? How is that going to help me?
Well, it's a matter of just learning to listen to the messages, but you're right. If you know, it's human nature for us to automatically be frightful of things like that's happening around us.
Right, but how can we listen? I mean, how, you know, I don't claim to have any kind of psychic bone in my body mm-hmm. at all. How do I tune into that so that I can hear the actual message? Okay, I got the idea. You knocked my cup off the counter. You want my attention. Okay, you have it now. You know, what's the frequency? What do I do? How do I tune into their ban?
Well, the first thing to do is look at the item that they utilized. You know, is the item connected in some way to the person, to a person that's moved on? Look at the history of something that, you know, if it's a picture, who's in the picture? You know, start utilizing what I call logic, you know, your physical, your earthly logic,
What is this logic of which you speak?
Well, I'll give you a very good example. I'll give you a personal example. About a year and a half ago, we began Life's Gift seminars, and I was really concerned about whether this was the right time to begin them or not, you know, to begin the seminars or not. I was really concerned about it. And I'll never forget the first day I walked down the stairs and went into the living room, and there was a small piece of Kleenex in the middle of the floor. And for 3 days, I kept finding pieces of Kleenex all in my house. And I'm a fairly neat person. So I was checking my pockets to see if I was dropping them or something. And on the fourth day, I was downstairs and I was drinking my coffee and I was getting ready to go upstairs to get ready for a day of consultations. And Dave, I got up to the third step and I looked at the top of the step and there was my grandmother standing there. And she looked right at me and she said, "Rick, quit worrying, everything will be okay." And if you knew my grandmother, she moved on about 7 years ago, but if you knew my grandmother, she never went anywhere without a Kleenex. She always either had it in her hand or in her belt loop, but she never went anywhere without a Kleenex. Well, see, for three days, she knew I was really worried about if this was right, if I should be doing this or not. And she was trying to help me, but I wasn't paying attention to her. And so she was giving me the little validations of the physical validations of the Kleenex around. So, you know, the first step, I always share with everyone, the first step is to, number one, is to look at the item itself, what's moved. You know, sometimes I receive from those I've consulted with have told me that a picture has actually moved, you know, and then they'll tell me that the loved one there was a loved one that moved on that's actually in the picture. And it's like, well, do you think maybe they're trying to tell you they're around, you know? So that's the first step. And then the next step is utilize logic. In other words, if a picture fell, do you have bad walls where the plaster is starting to fall or, you know? But right. At the same time, if there's nothing logical other than a message being tried to relate to you, then after you determine the item itself, then allow yourself just to listen. In other words, don't block it. Just have you ever, I don't know if you've ever done this, but often I hear, "Rick, I was thinking about this person, and the next thing I knew, they called me."
Right.
Well, see, it wasn't a coincidence. It was a loved one who's around and guiding you, saying, "So and so is going to be calling you soon. Be ready to answer the phone." And that's when you're utilizing your abilities.
All right. So that's not just me, you know, that kind of cord that they say connects all of our spiritual friends. That's not just the cord kind of strumming to let me know the phone call's coming. Hey, that was almost poetic.
I was getting ready for the second verse on that.
Exactly.
That
was confusion. Get out your lighter, man. We're going to break it down a song. No, but could that be it? Or do you believe it's just the spirit of our person hanging there telling us that a phone call's coming? You think they'd have a more important message than, "You have a phone call coming, sir."
You know? Well, and again, it a lot of times they do little things like that just to let us know they're around. You know, just to let us know they're around. And for example, I use the example of the phone. Mm-hmm. But I'm using that example because I had a consultation here recently that, you know, we were talking about how to develop her perceptive abilities. And I brought up that, you know, that example. And she said, "Rick, that just happened to me yesterday." And I asked her, I said, When you received that phone call, how did you feel before you received that phone call?" And she said, "Well, you want to know the truth?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "I was feeling a little bit down and depressed." Mm-hmm. And I said, "How'd you feel when you received the phone call?" And she said, "Well, it was a family member. We talked for an hour, and I felt so much better afterwards." And it's like, well, do you think maybe this loved one knew you was down, depressed, was just trying to help you out?
Mm-hmm. Hey, we have a question from one of our listeners, Thump on the boards, would like to know, do you ever get a message for a person that's a skeptic? And then what do you find is the most effective way to get them to believe the message that you have coming through?
Absolutely. I mean, thanks to Thump for sharing that question. I share with everyone, you got to understand, I was skeptical for most of my life. And because I was struggling, you know, it's like, I just can't believe this is really going on. So I was a little bit skeptical, but I utilize this term. Being skeptical, there's nothing wrong with being skeptical. It just simply means you're still learning to understand. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I have in group consultations, especially in group consultations where I'm in a group, there will be always be a few skeptics in the group, and that's fine, you know. But it's really amazing because when I receive messages from those skeptics, and those are the ones that are more that believe in it more after it's over than anything. It's almost like they needed some kind of validation to prove to them that there is something more than just life here.
How can we, as people that have been out of the loop, is there something, are there steps, do you cover it in any of your books or in your CD? You have a new CD set out, correct?
Sure.
Do you cover how we can start to tune in and hear this and understand?
Well, the first book, You're Not Crazy, You Have a Ghost, has a lot to do with energies going on in your home and how to better understand them. The second book, Stepping Stones, actually touches on a lot of questions that have been asked to me in the last year and a half, questions regarding what about those that commit suicide and what about reincarnation, things like that. The CD that just came out is called Your New Life Attitude, and it actually is I developed that to help us to begin to understand how important and how valuable our life is here each day that we're in an earthly plan. But I am working on a book, and it's about 4 months behind schedule right now, but it's called Learning to Listen. Mm-hmm. And it's 7 steps. Actually, there is 7 steps I developed in how to develop your own perceptive abilities that you already have. It's just a matter of letting them out.
All right. Is there some steps that you can give us here before we go to our next break to do that?
And again, the first step is to understand and to completely understand that, number one, that you are a unique person like no other, and to understand that you have abilities. You were given many gifts in life, and to have faith and to have belief that there is a life after. It's a lot like if you don't believe, then you will not achieve or you won't perceive. And so the first step is basically you've got to believe in yourself first. When you have these things going on around you, don't consider it as being coincidence. Don't consider it as being imagination. Utilize your, what I call, spiritual logic to help you to better develop your abilities.
Okay. Yeah, I know that that's got to probably be the most, you know, probably most recognized question you get, right, is what can we do to tune this stuff in? Does it get easier? I mean, is there a quick fix? Is there something that I can do today to be able to actually start hearing the voices?
Well, actually, it's really amazing.
I mean, the good voices?
Well, actually, it's really amazing because after every consultation, just about every consultation I have, it's almost like we've opened up a door for them. We've opened up their perceptive abilities within them, and so many times after consultations I receive correspondence from those that says, you know, they're starting to understand, they're starting to feel like they're hearing this, and they're starting to feel like there's someone with them, and so you know, it's like once you open it up and allow yourself to believe that there is a life after, then it starts to develop.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Rick, I think I'd like to have you, if you don't mind, try doing a little reading for our intern.
Okay.
And see if anything comes through for her. I'll let you start tuning into whatever you need to at this point.
Okay.
And everybody else, stay tuned to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Are UFOs real? Does Bigfoot exist? Was Emily Rose really possessed? Who is the next American Idol?
She bangs!
Thank you.
We try to answer these questions and more each week on The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
To use the words of Mary Thompson, there is no greater pain than the loss of a loved one. So many things you never thought you would have to do, so many decisions you never thought you would have to face. Mary describes the painful journey of losing her husband to a chronic illness in her new book, With Angels Beside Me, A Caregiver's Story. With Angels Beside Me not only takes you through Mary's struggles, but also serves as a guide to caregivers everywhere that are looking to find peace, guidance, and hope in their own situations. With Angels Beside Me, A Caregiver's Story is available right now at Amazon.com. Just search for the title on Amazon or for Mary herself. With Angels Beside Me is only $9.95 and available to ship anywhere around the world. If you know someone who's losing a loved one, or if you yourself are facing some sort of loss of a family member, be sure to read Mary Thompson's With Angels Beside Me, A Caregiver's Story. Available right now on Amazon.com.
George Clooney, Carmen Diaz, Oprah, Ellen, George Bush, Diane Pelosi.
What are you doing?
I'm making a list of people I want to tell about charity checks.
Do you know any of those people?
No, but if I can get to them, they might want to tell the public how cool it is to use giving certificates as presents instead of gift certificates.
Giving certificates?
Yeah, you know, they can be used as a donation to any legitimate charity. So the person who gives a charity check gets the tax deduction, and the person who gets one decides where the money goes.
Why don't you just tell people directly about charity checks yourself?
Like anyone would listen to me.
www.charitychecks.us for information about the perfect present.
Well, no, they're not going to listen to you like that. But if you just said that charity checks provides a unique way to turn your gift money into giving money, they might pay attention.
Catchy.
Then you just casually say the web address, charitychecks.us, America's Giving Certificates.
I still think a celebrity endorsement would be more effective.
If you read Taxpayer Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd...
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taxpayer Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters, to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness Monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
You may have been to the Stanley Hotel before. You may have even taken the ghost tour offered at that famous hotel in Estes Park. But have you ever truly investigated the paranormal there before? Wouldn't you like to have the opportunity to do so with Sci-Fi TV's Ghost Hunters, Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson? Well, now you can. Join us for our paranormal retreat April 1st through the 4th at the historic Stanley Hotel. To find out more about this great adventure, visit darknessevents.com. That's darknessevents.com. Hurry, spots are limited and they will fill quickly. That's darknessevents.com.
If you want to listen, it's your funeral. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
See, that's the kind of voices I hear in my head, Rick. All the screaming, garbly gook. Well, before we went to the break, and for those of you that are just tuning in, our guest is Rick Hayes, and he is a paranormal consultant with mediumistic tendencies. How about that one, Rick?
That's great. I like that.
All right, very good. And we've got intern Ashley is in the office. She's never. Have you had a medium reading before, Ashley?
No.
No? Okay. So let's see if you can tune in on her, and she's got validation here. Her mom happens to be in the studio with us tonight, so if you hit on stuff, she can help you out with it as well. But why don't you go ahead and see if anything comes through for you.
Okay. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Don't be nervous. I always share with everyone, my head's not going to turn, nothing's going to fly across the room, unless Dave throws something or something like that. So just I need to share with you, I'm glad your mom's with you. Okay. So hi, Mom.
She doesn't talk, she says.
Okay.
We got the quiet people here.
Okay, Ashley, I need right away I need to share with you, you're not done with your education?
Yes.
Okay. You aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, and they're wanting you to finish.
Ooh.
Okay. And I don't know if you're close but they make me feel like you actually need to maybe expand a little bit more than what you're doing.
Sounds good.
Okay. And what I'm getting here is, and Dave asked me this earlier, what type of voices, or I had someone come in and ask me what type of voices. I'm actually getting two energies coming through, and it's almost like a male, and it is a male and a female that's together. And it's almost, and I think it has a lot to do with your mom being there, okay? So I need to just, your mom's not going to answer this, so she can nod her head, or but I need to know if she has, her parents has either moved on, or her grand, I think, is her mom still here?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I think it's connected. Well, also, they're saying something about a daughter. So it's got to be, if your mom, Ashley, if your mom's here, it's got to be, she's saying daughter.
Okay, so you're saying this is then the maternal grandmother for
it could be,
great-grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And she doesn't really like being on the radio. She's very quiet. I got to share with you, she's very quiet, and that's why the male's with her. And this male's with her is almost like they came through together, but and he's not really going to say much, but she's like, I don't like any of this.
Okay. What's in the family?
Yeah, they're all really quick. She wants to be an intern on a radio show, but she's afraid to talk. I think we're in trouble here.
Okay. Ashley, are you right-handed?
For some stuff.
Okay, well, I need to ask you, and I was getting ready to ask your mom if you like switched hands when you were younger. They almost didn't know which hand you was going to use when you were growing up.
They're nodding emphatically.
Okay.
Should I go put a jingle bell on them so when they shake you can hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, they're agreeing with that.
Okay, and this is again they're validating to us. I need to share with you also. I don't know this. The female makes me feel like that she wants me to share with you that she moved on very peacefully. So if it is your mom's grandmother, it's good to know that she actually was almost like asleep when she moved on. Now, the male behind her makes me feel like that he had a little bit of a pain before he moved on. So this may have been something to do with the heart, okay?
Okay, they're not sure on that one.
Okay. Always share with everyone. Be sure and write, just write the notes down because they'll be validated later for you. I also need to ask you, they're giving me the number one. And a lot of times when they give me numbers, it's either it could be either the first month, first day, or something to do with one. But they're giving me the number one again. So I don't know if there's a birthday in the first month or if January. She just said January significant.
Okay. Yep. That would be when the grandmother died.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd say that's pretty significant. These two are sitting here all shy. Look at this. It's so cute. Aww. We're not going to say anything. You guys, go ahead. Jot down the notes. All right, so go ahead with it.
Okay,
January was the death date for the grandmother then.
Okay, I also need to this is something, too. I really need to share this with you, Ashley. It's very important that you are close to your mom and you continue to have that closeness with your mom, okay? It's going to grow. And okay, and sometimes you may not want to listen to her, but it's like in time you will understand the things that she's telling you has been very good advice. Because I got to tell you this, and I'm sorry, but she's wanting me to say this. Your mom did the same thing when she was younger.
Oh, good grief.
Okay.
There's problems. Get off the drugs, Ashley. It doesn't matter if your mom did them.
Come back to us, Ash.
I also need to acknowledge, is there something to do with you two with something to do with a boat or something to do with a boat?
A boat?
Yes.
Out here in Minnesota, we say boat.
Boat?
They didn't understand the word. Yeah, it's a boat, girls. You know, that y'all float on.
Out in the river.
No. Not off the top of their head, no.
Okay, will you write this down? It's actually like a small boat. And it's almost like you're floating in a small boat.
Okay.
Okay. All right. They're jotting it down.
Okay. And it's nothing big. It's like being just like being on a small pond or just a small body of water. And the male's telling me this. So the male's it's almost like the male is wanting to talk, want to almost give me a validation with him, something to do with a boat. He's actually spelling it out for me now. It's B-O-A-T.
Mm-hmm.
So he's wanting to make sure it says boat.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad you validated that because my Polish grandfather said boat, and that meant the boat of us. You and me, the boat of us. So now we know it means a floating thing. Yeah.
Not a Cubs game.
And Ashley, your vehicle that you're driving?
Okay.
Is it getting up in miles?
No.
Not yet, no, but go on. Let's see where this takes us.
Okay. He's telling me that, the mail's telling me this, that you're putting too many miles on it before you do something with the fluids.
Oh, okay. Yep. Looks like Mom's turning red over here, so I think you caught her.
Okay.
All right. It's funny because they just told me about the check engine light going on. So I think you got them. All right. So they should definitely check. Go have that checked out and make sure everything's okay.
Okay. Yeah. And also need to share this, too. They're coming through. It's almost like they wanted to come through because they're both there. And it's for both of them. It's not, they're not one to, you know, they're there for both of them. So it is connected to Ashley's mom also.
Okay.
So this is someone, and again, they're one to really share with them that they're all together. So there are others in the family there that they're all together.
Okay.
And Ashley, when you were young, did you have long hair?
Yes.
Is it shorter now?
Yes.
Okay. She says you were cuter when it's longer hair.
Don't worry, Ashley. Tim and I hear that all the time, too. We were cute with long hair. Now that we're bald, we're trouble. We made her shave her head to join the show, so it's our fault.
I do need to share with you, Ashley, though. I don't know if you're the only daughter.
Nope.
Okay, but she's making me feel like you are almost like special in your own way.
You mean short bus special? Or I'm just kidding.
Ashley, do you chew gum?
Yes.
Like when you chew, do you chew it fast?
Yes.
Okay. She's laughing about this, and it's like you must have even done this when you was a little girl. You chew it very, very fast.
Very like, cool.
Okay.
Is there any messages for the living parents that Grandpa and Grandma want to pass on so we can get that on? I don't want to take up too much of your time with the reading here, but is there anything coming up through there?
Well, you know, I really feel if there was anything to do with health or anything, they would share with me to help them.
Okay.
But
any closure statements aside from the mom and dad love you and we're proud of you and the key to the safe deposit box is hidden in their, you know, underwear drawer or somewhere?
Would just have her mom nod her head on this. If she does she drink coffee or Coke a lot?
No.
No.
She needs to drink more water.
Okay.
Okay. It's almost like she needs to drink a little more water. It's something to do with her energy.
All right.
I don't know if she's been tired, but it's almost like she needs to replenish her body with water.
Wait, now I got to call you on that. What was that word you just used? Tired?
Replenish?
No, oh, yeah, tired. I like the way you say tired. Tired.
All right. Yeah, everybody asks me, they say, where are you from? You sound like you're from the South. And I tell them, I'm from the Midwest, but I went to college in Florida, and while I was down there, I ate a lot of grits. So I guess it happened.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot for doing the reading for the ladies here. Now, let's talk a little bit. Now, you said you've got your new audio set is out, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And if people are looking, first of all, if people are looking to get in touch with you, do you do readings like this for other people? I mean,
absolutely.
This is something like it. How can they contact you to do readings?
Well, the best way is just go to the website, lifesgift.com.
Okay.
And there'll be a contact button on there, and you'll just, when they put their name and email address on there and they request I do a session, which is person to person or a telesession, kind of like what we did tonight over the telephone. And they just put the request in there, and then I got a great team. They'll send you 3-4 dates that, and then you just choose one, and we'll just go from there.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll do that. And then, how can people buy your books and CD sets? Where can they find these?
Again, just go to thelifesgift.com. The books are also available at Amazon.com, Borders, Barnes & Noble. If they're in a lot of local bookstores, if they're not in your bookstore, just have the bookstore contact us and we'll get them in there.
Okay, excellent. And then what do you want to, you know, we've got about 3 minutes left on the show here. I want to know, with the abilities and the stuff that you have, the gifts, I'm sure you have so many messages that come through for people. What would you like people that are here now to know? What's some good wisdom that you can impart on them, you know, for their journey while they're here?
Well, the and that's exactly what I why I created the CD. You're not. It's called Your New Life Attitude, because you began by understanding that when you begin to understand that you were created with a unique spirit like no other, and you were given a physical body like no other, and a purpose in life like no other, and you start following that and understanding each and every morning that you wake up that it is your day that is like no other, and it's created just for you, and be positive and understand the many gifts that you're given in life. Once you begin to do that, and once you keep the faith, amazing things happen along your path in life. Your life will begin to change. I've got a statement that I'm using in seminars now. When you begin to change the way you look at life, life will begin to change.
You know, that's really weird. That's the second time I've heard that statement delivered this week and brought to my attention. So that's a great line. Why don't you say that one more time for everybody to hear?
Okay. When you begin to change the way you look at life, life will begin to change.
That is awesome. So just kind of change your mentality, change your set, your goals, where you want to go. That's what it's going to take you to, right? That's the focus.
That's the focus. And then when you complete your plan here and you move on, you've got tremendous gifts ahead of you.
Excellent. Well, you know, I appreciate you spending the time with us tonight, Rick, and I want to have you back on the show when we have a little bit more time to promote. You're going to be here with us. I thank you for stepping in last minute. Our guests that we originally had scheduled for the second hour tonight could not make it, so we're going to be rescheduling them as well. But I thank you very much for joining us here in the darkness on the edge of town, and hopefully you'll stay with us and come back on the show again in the future with us, Rick.
It's been a real pleasure, and again, I appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners, and look forward to the next invitation.
It'll be out there, and for those of you, again, you can just go to our website at darknessradio.com, and then go to the show tab. You'll be able to hit the links for the guests that we've had on this evening, and I want to thank everybody that tuned into the show. I'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Gibson and Rick Hayes for joining us this evening and sharing their wealth of information. I'd like to thank all the new listeners we have out in the chat rooms with us as well. We do have a live chat that goes on during the show. We invite you to join that. When you go to the Darkness Radio site and click the Listen tab, you'll see how to listen to the show. You'll also see a link there to join the live chat. It's free. It's easy. It's a lot of fun. A lot like Tim's prom date. Just kidding you. And hey, we want to make sure to say hi to my girl, to my brother Stewie's girlfriend Lizzie. Thanks for joining us here in the darkness on the edge of town and tuning in. I'm glad you gave us a listen. I'm glad so many of you check us out each week. Remember to tell your friends about us, and we'll be back with you next week. We're gonna have some excellent and amazing news regarding Bigfoot. So join us here in the darkness on the edge of town.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.